I think you've probably heard of futures markets. They're markets where, and a lot of times they don't even involve actual money. Some cases they do, but they're markets where you can trade on what you expect to happen in the future, similar to the way people trade in the stock market. Steve Kelman is writing a very interesting column this week in his lectern blog on FCW.com about using futures markets to root out waste in federal government, in federal agencies. And Steve's with me to talk about it now. This is a fascinating idea, Steve.
So, yeah, the basic idea is to involve federal employees in this effort and to give them a stake and an incentive to make a good guess about what the most wasteful things in government are. So my basic idea is you give every career civil servant who wants to participate, participation should be completely voluntary, one vote to vote for their view of, to their knowledge, the most wasteful in terms of amount of money wasted government program. And you have to be specific about what you mean by most wasteful. So I'd leave out things that are like politically controversial. Like some people think, you know, high speed rail is wasteful. That's a political decision. I'd leave out things that you can't just turn on and off. They require a lot of management attention, like reducing improper payments. So those would be off the picture. But people, each civil servant would be able to vote for one wasteful program, such as a contract that the government's spending a bunch of money on and it's not really delivering anything, or products or supplies the government's buying and not using, or an office where everybody's underemployed, or reports, non-statutory reports that agencies are doing that nobody's reading, things like that. Every government employee would be able to nominate one such wasteful program. You then, OMB would calculate the votes, pick the 100 programs that get the most votes as most wasteful. It would then do its own scrub, and so CG, you know, whatever. And the idea would be that for any of those programs eventually killed or you save money on, that all the employees, all the civil servants who voted for that as their most wasteful program would, as a group, get to share half of the first year savings that the government got by canceling or cutting back the program. For out-year savings would go completely to the government, but for the first year, half of the savings would go to the employees who gave that vote.
All right,
that's my idea.
I love this idea on the surface of it. I have a couple of concerns that I want to run by you.
Yep.
Politically controversial. In the environment that we're in now, can't you make the argument that almost anything that's going to be cut is going to be politically controversial to somebody, or is there some threshold that you would have to establish to set that? Otherwise, nothing would ever get voted on.
Here's what I would do. I would, when you sent this vote out to the federal workforce, I would give them examples of things that, you know, that are a lot of money, but that really are political questions for the president and Congress deciding it. Should we have high-speed rail? Should Medicare be turned into a voucher? You know, should we cut back the space program? Those are give those examples. Let an employee vote for anything they want to, but OMB is then going to have to decide which of the things that get a lot of votes are they going to then work to pursue. So the more that somebody votes for something that is really a political question and not a just straight waste or management waste question, the less likely their vote is going to have to win. So I'm not going to say people could vote for anything they want. I would just give the civil servants guidelines about what kinds of things they ought to be thinking about, what they ought not to be thinking about, so as to maximize their chances of coming up with a good idea.
All right. The other thing about this that I wonder about is if you're one of your successors at OMB who is thinking about maybe taking this idea to the Hill and trying to sell the ROI on it, how do you do that, again, in the political environment that we're in right now, where there's probably not a whole lot of people on the Hill that are predisposed to say we're going to sign on to something that winds up with federal employees getting a whole bunch of money in their pockets,
even
if you can demonstrate the savings.
Right. The ROI is there by definition because, 50% of something is which would be what the government would still get. 50% of something is something, and 100% of nothing is nothing. So it's better to share with the employees half of the benefits during the first year of rooting out and getting rid of this waste than not to have the ideas come forward in the first place and not to have those savings take place. So I think the ROI speaks for itself. Unless, I mean, are there members of Congress who are have such blinders and such hostility to our government workforce that they would rather, you know, bite their nose to spite their face, and they're so anxious to punish the government workforce and so uneager to let them get any credit or any benefit from something that they would turn a benefit like this just sort of turn it away. Yeah, there are some members out there. I'm hoping. Who knows? I mean, you know, Washington is Washington. I'm hoping that that group who's just so ideologically hostile to the federal workforce and doesn't want to hear their suggestions, whatever, is going to be a minority, and that most reasonable people are going to say, if this is going to save us some money, it's better for the government to get half the savings in the first year, if there are real savings, than to get 100% of zero, so to speak.
I love your idea. I get the math equation that you mentioned there, and I hope someday to have your optimism that Congress will be able to get it at some point and put something like this into place, Steve.
Thanks, Fred.
I appreciate you being on to talk about it this afternoon. Steve Kelman, writing in the Lectern blog at FCW.com. Of course, it's linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and you can read Steve's idea there anytime, and you can hear our conversation posted online as well at federalnewsradio.com.